Jesus used many illustrations from agriculture in his teaching. Farming was the way you supported your families. And up until a few generations ago, it was the main way we supported our families. But of course, those of us who live in more metropolitan areas no longer do that. But in those days, their lives depended on what grew in the ground. The parable, another parable of the different types of soil, is found in three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Whoever was listening to Jesus knew that good soil made for a generous harvest. And bad soil might not produce enough food for a family to live on. Our scripture today from Luke talks about fruit trees and is also found in Matthew's account of Jesus. Each tree is known by its own fruit, Jesus says. Figs don't grow on thistles, they grow on fig trees. Grapes don't grow on thorn bushes, they grow on grapevines. The nature of the plant is revealed by its fruit. So it is with people, Jesus says. The words and actions we produce are our fruit. And our words and actions come from what we have stored in our hearts. So, what do we have stored in our hearts? If you're like me, you have some good things stored there and some not so good things. Because of Jesus, I am blessed with the presence of the Holy Spirit within me, who comforts and sustains me and fills my heart with gratitude and love. The Holy Spirit leads me toward understanding and peace. But a worldly spirit resides in me as well. A spirit of impatience and ingratitude that fills me with anxiety and discomfort and discontent. A spirit the Bible calls sin. As a result, my heart can be filled with very different treasure stores, depending on which of these spirits I tend to listen to. I love, I dislike. I help, I complain. I give, I withhold. So on any given day, I can produce two very different kinds of fruit. Led by these two very different spirits, it can be a helping hand or a sharp word, a snide remark or a sincere compliment, an unkind judgment or a true blessing. I'm often ashamed and perplexed by my attitudes and behavior, but I'm not defeated or condemned. Because I trust God, I rely on the promises of his son Jesus, my Savior, and I look to the leading of his Holy Spirit. Paul tells us how to fill our hearts in Philippians 4:8. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about them, he says. Keep them in your hearts. I see wonderful examples of the beauty of the Holy Spirit overflowing from the hearts of members of our congregation. As I watch Pat Reed and Mary Ellen prepare for the craft show, as I see Pastor Reagan, Pastor Randy, and Peg's dedication to us when they could be taking it easy in retirement. When I hear John Schaefer's direction of our music program and the contributions of all our musicians, I know Debbie's heart for children. Al Zabrowski's care for our church inside and out is visible every week. The willingness of our acolytes and the faithfulness of our board members and committees. All this is an overflowing of their hearts that blesses us. Nowadays, not many of us work in agriculture. We rarely pick our own fruit. We buy it from a bin in the grocery store, far away from the tree that produced it. Perhaps if Jesus were speaking to crowds today, he might say, just like your cell phone needs to be plugged in to a source of electricity, to receive power to the many amazing things it does for you, you need to plug in to the source of life, our Heavenly Father and His Holy Spirit. God gives us the power to be who we are meant to be and to do the amazing things we need to do in this world. Amen.